YouTube comes to Android Auto with audio limitations. Android Auto has just received a significant update, as the popular video platform YouTube has been added to the system. However, this new feature comes with some notable limitations. The YouTube player on Android Auto supports audio listening, but it lacks in-car browsing capabilities and requires users to have a premium subscription to access full functionality. The vast majority of YouTube users watch videos on the platform, but the new YouTuber player on Android Auto is unable to play videos due to safety concerns. Instead, users can only listen to audio content without video playback. This means that the feature is best suited for podcasts, interviews, and news-style listening rather than visual-centric content. In practice, this limitation makes it difficult for users to access their favorite YouTube channels or watch specific videos while driving. However, the player does support all types of audio content, so users can still enjoy their favorite podcasts or listen to music without video distractions. Another significant limitation of the new YouTube player is that it requires background playback support, which means that only users with a premium subscription will be able to access this feature. The entry price for YouTube Premium starts at $7.99 per month, making it a potentially expensive option for some users. The stripped-back Premium Lite tier costs less, but the full subscription in the US comes in at $13.99 per month. This raises questions about whether the convenience of having YouTube on Android Auto is worth the added cost for some users. For those who already subscribe to YouTube Premium, this new feature may be a welcome addition. In addition to these limitations, the YouTuber player on Android Auto also lacks basic playback controls such as skip buttons or 15-second forward/backward skips. Users will have to load up a video before starting their car, and even then, they can only use the play/pause button to control playback. This lack of basic controls may be frustrating for some users who are accustomed to more intuitive playback experiences on other music streaming services like Spotify. However, it's worth noting that this is still an improvement over the previous experience, where YouTube audio would play through the car without any native playback controls in the interface. The good news is that Google may unveil a full-fledged YouTube experience player for Android Auto at its upcoming I/O event on May 19th to 20th. If successful, this could roll out more broadly and provide users with a more comprehensive YouTube experience while driving. For those who can't wait or want to access YouTube videos through Android Auto now, popular third-party car stream app offers this capability. However, it's unclear whether this will be a permanent solution or if the official YouTube player will eventually replace it.